Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we teach you to create complete connection to yourself and every aspect of your life. That might be to accelerate your self-development, or it might be to get you through a challenge or a time of transition in your life. Either way, I'm so glad to be a part of your journey. Today, I would love to give a shout out to our listeners in Valladolid, Mexico, Trujillante, Chile, and Limón, Costa Rica. Gracias por esta conexión. Thank you for this connection. Today, we're going to be talking about how truth is dichotomy, relaxing and allowing that concept, and how to really let go in your meditation. Everybody talks about meditation, but it's a practice, and I've come up with some techniques recently that really help to kind of let go into that infinite peace that may be helpful to you. So let's talk about some revelations I had from my morning meditation a while back. The big deal is that truth is dichotomy. Dichotomy is everywhere in the world, right? It's not a new idea. In the East, the concept of yin and yang, that there's always this balance between, masculine and feminine. But we see it everywhere, right? So for example, to get what you want, to manifest something into your life, you have to let go of the desire for it. This is the dichotomy I'm talking about. So let's focus on that one, right? Most people, when they get this idea of manifesting, and they're like, oh my God, I can have anything in my life that I want. This is great. And they just kind of bear down on it and go, give me what I want. But that's not really how it works, right? Then it doesn't work. And they go, this is crap. It doesn't work. But the truth of it is, you can have anything you want, but to get it, you have to let go of the want for it, right? You can get what you want by releasing the desire for it. Not a new idea, right? If you've read the Bible, it says let go and let God, right? It's an idea that's pervasive through all cultures. So what you're really doing in that instance is thinking about what you want and then giving over your desire for it to the divine or to the infinite silence or the infinite love or to God or Allah or whatever, in the sense that get the feeling as if you already have it. You already have it. It just hasn't appeared in your life yet, right? Like, let's say you want a particular object, like a particular car. Well, once you have it, you're not sitting there wanting it because you already have it, right? So you give over your need for it as if you already have it. And of course it will be. And that's how manifestation happens. So you get what you want by letting go of the desire for it. You don't need it because you already have it. This is the dichotomy. You already have in you everything you could possibly need or want. So you can let go of the desire for it and allow it to come to you. Think of it like a video game. I know, weird analogy. I am not a gamer. But my kids are, and lots of people are. And so, you know how in most video games, you've got some kind of like a treasure chest or a backpack or something where you keep your stuff, right? Because you've gone around the game and you've collected stuff and you put it in this box or this backpack or something. And when you need something, you go there and you get it. So you're not walking around with a particular sword all the time. You don't feel the need for it because you know you've got it in your backpack or in your box or something. It's the same idea. Everything you could want to ask for is already within you, right? Is in the space of potential existence, is in the space of energy. You already have it. You just have to bring it out into physical existence, into your awareness. It's the same kind of idea, and allow it to actually show up in front of you. Letting go of this desire with thankfulness for the thought of it, as if you've already got it in your possession, is how you make it happen. And relaxing into it and allowing the infinite energy to flow forth out of the infinite stillness. This is another beautiful dichotomy that tends to come out of it. Let's get scientific. Let's go all the way back to the Big Bang. What did you have? Nothing. What came out of it? Everything. This is the kind of dichotomy that seems to play out in this universe over and over and over. The everything came from the nothing. Well, let's look a little bit, just a little bit past the Big Bang, where all you've got is the Higgs field. You can think of the Higgs field as kind of an infinite silence or an infinite potential of energy. What comes out of it? All of the things, all of the matter, all of the manifestations, the physical existence, right? The something and the nothing. It's mentioned in wonderful texts, and, you know, the Tao Te Ching talks about it, Buddhist texts talk about it, the Bible talks about it, all the religious texts talk about it, but it's science as well, right? We see this all the time. Of course it's that way, because the truth is always seems to be dichotomy. So of course it does. So allowing the infinite joy and love to flow forth out of the infinite abiding peace, this concept that out of nothingness comes somethingness, out of this sort of infinite stillness comes things that move. Are you getting it? So stillness and movement. Movement comes from stillness. Sort of this, so if you can imagine this sort of infinite pool of stillness or silence or peace, and out from that comes the energy or the love, the joy. And you can allow your body to be a channel for this infinite flow into this existence. That is the infinite flow of joy and love. It creates. So this infinite flow of energy creates as this sort of background, think about the, like the background radiation energy, the background infinite peace and stillness looks on, right? So you always have this sense of parenthood, this sense of dichotomy coming together to create. So relaxed joy, which I talk about often, which is a big goal of mine. I love the feeling of relaxed joy. It's not a hyped up joy. I feel joy, deep joy, which is a form of happiness, which is much deeper. But I'm very relaxed at the same time, right? It's a relaxed joy, which is a little bit of a dichotomy in and of itself. So relaxed joy is feeling both the infinite abiding peace and the infinite joy and love that flows out from it, and being a channel for the both of those as they create, allowing that. Again, it's not a making that or doing that. It's allowing the energy to come forth, allowing the infinite silence to exist within you, and allowing the energy to flow forth out of that. Asking for what you want for this world is far more effective than asking what you want for yourself. But if you can ask for what you want, be it something for yourself or something for this world, and then drop the desire for it, drop that concept like you're dropping it into a bowl of water, drop it into that infinite abiding peace with gratitude for the thought of it, let it go, knowing that, of course, it will be. No desire is needed. It already exists. You're just allowing it to come forth. Relax and allow your request to be fulfilled. And once I felt all of that, it seemed kind of obvious, but I don't think it is actually all that obvious. So this letting go into the infinite peace. We often talk about in a meditation practice, you know, we focus on the breath and then we go deeper. You can do a somatic meditation where you come down and you kind of focus on different parts of your body and say, well, what does that feel like right now? Do I feel tension in the muscles, or maybe a joint is kind of achy, or maybe I have a tummy ache, right? And you can go down through the sensations of your body, and with practice, you can find this wonderful space in your belly, a couple of inches below your belly button, and sort of in the middle of your body. So go into the middle of your body, just below the belly button, and a couple of inches, 2-3 inches into your body. Maybe a little bit further if you're a little bit more round. and if you can locate your thoughts and your attention on that space, you'll feel it open up. And it's an energetic opening up. It's not a necessarily, it's not a physically opening up of your body, but the opening of the energies, it's very subtle. And within that, you want to kind of let go and relax down into that, like it's a hot tub or a really comfortable bed. So then the question becomes, how do you do that? How do you let go into that when the daily worries of life and the expectations of life are constantly getting in the way? This can be very challenging for all of us, even for me. And so I came up with something that works for me. I hope it'll work for you. And this is how it goes. So what I do is I think about all the roles and responsibilities in your life, all the things that are stressing you out right now, all of the jobs and the tasks, and even your expectations of yourself, the ego and the identity and the ideologies and the needs and this humanity. Them all as luggage and bags and coats and sweaters that you're carrying, that have been draped on you, strapped across you, and you're carrying them because that's really what it feels like, right? They have weight to them. And so if you, step one, connect with that infinite silence, that space inside of you, it helps me to visualize it as almost like a bowl of water. And then imagine taking off each of these bags, taking off, put down the luggage, take off the backpack, take off the messenger bag, take off these roles and responsibilities, take off these expectations of myself, take off the self, take off this human existence, strip it right down to your soul. Take it all off. You can pick it back up later in a few minutes, but for now, we just put all of it down. And it helps me to visually think about putting it down by imagining these things as luggage, as baggage that's strapped across you. Put it all down and sink into that infinite space like a hot tub or a really comfortable bed. And this really works for me. This helps me get there sooner, to that stage of meditation where I have merged with the infinite silence. So this is a wonderful help to me. I hope it'll be helpful to you as well. So let's recap. We have that the truth is dichotomy. Almost everything in the universe tends to be part of some kind of dichotomy. So if you're wondering how something works, look for the dichotomy and then you'll understand how it works. The something comes from the nothing, yin and yang. The energy comes from the infinite silence. The action comes from the inaction. If you want something, you have to let go of the desire for it, right? All this dichotomy. Look for that and you will, when you find that, you have found truth. And then secondarily, as we often seek wisdom during meditation practices, letting go of all of these things that our human lives tend to strap onto us and laden us with, it helps to visualize all of these things as literally baggage that you put down and take off, so that you can approach that nothingness as nothingness, right? If you want to merge with the concept of action, you need to be active. If you want to merge with the concept of nothingness and silence, you need to be nothingness and silence. And that means getting rid of all of this stuff that we put onto ourselves, including the expectations that you have for yourself about that session, the expectations and roles and responsibilities that you have for yourself otherwise, and your very existence in this human life. Take it all off, take it, put it down and let it go. And ooh, that feels good. Just thinking about it. That's really nice. Okay. That's pretty heavy stuff for today. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm so glad you could be here. I hope this was helpful. You can send in your questions to questions@koabd.com, or you can go to the website koabd.com or katherinecolleen.com. They both go to the same place. Click on the community page and send in your questions and thoughts right there as well. I love to help. I will write you back personally, and of course, we'll use your questions on the show if that's okay with you. You can always let me know. So thanks for joining me this time. As always, I am wishing you Purna Asati, complete connection.